Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Johnson Wealth and Income Management and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Johnson Wealth and Income Management is a franchisee of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
What kind of a retirement plan allows millions of people to lose 30 to 50% of their life savings just as they near retirement?
It's a society based on freedom and choice and personal responsibility. There are no guarantees.
It's important that people deal with someone to make sure to provide lifetime income.
Lifetime income.
And now to our story.
Welcome to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson, powered by Johnson Wealth and Income Management. Are you living the life you want? Are you prepared for retirement as you believe you should be? What are your goals for retirement, and how are you going to reach them? In the next 30 minutes of today's program, let's explore the principles necessary to live the capitalized life and the retirement of your dreams. Now, here's this week's Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with your host, Matthew Johnson.
And welcome to this episode of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management Retirement Income Source, located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. Well, how are you today? I hope you're doing well. I know I'm stoked to be here with you today, and I want to start out with a question. So in last week's episode, we talked about in for a penny, in for a pound. And I asked you to tell me, what did you think about all of these initiatives to save money in the federal government for the funding of tax cuts down the road? Well, I asked the question. I suppose I asked for it, but boy, did I get it. I was absolutely amazed at the response that all of you as listeners, well, you delivered. You went to my website, johnsonwim.com, and you left comments. You left questions. You let me know exactly what you thought of what's going on. And a lot of you were in favor of bringing greater financial accountability to the federal government, especially in the sense that it would then hopefully profit you by being able to have less income tax in the future. And you know what? I have to agree. I think all of us as Americans, we feel as though we pay in many times more than our fair share of taxes. And we see a lot of waste. We see a lot of abuse. When you hear about the federal government spending tens of billions of dollars, or I don't know if it's billions, but at least we'll say millions of dollars, so that we can bring Sesame Street to children in Iran. You know, that makes absolutely no sense to me. Why are we dealing with veterans that have no benefits? Why are we dealing with homelessness and people that need homes and they need food? The people in this country needing help, where are they getting it from when we're sending all of these dollars abroad? But here's the reason that today I bring this in for a penny, in for a pound back. Well, many of you felt as though I wasn't complete in my thought with regards to fees. And you know what? You were absolutely right. It seems like 30 minutes goes by in a blink of an eye. So today we're going to be talking about the cost of doing business. What is it costing you? And is it costing you not just in a monetary sense, but is it really costing you in many other ways more to invest this money the way that you are than what you think it is? And this is something that I think all of us need to be aware of. We need to be thoughtful of. We need to investigate for ourselves. Now, before we get into today's topic, I just to encourage you, if you're brand new to this program, if you've never come to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show before, and this is maybe your first time of hearing it, I just want to say welcome to the program. This program really aspires to try to help bring common sense, down-to-earth practical teaching to those that are either about to retire or they're in retirement, and they're simply looking to improve the amount of production of income in their retirement. Remember, the definition of a successful retirement is to have more income than you need, right? If you can get that accomplished in retirement, you're doing well, because now you have the financial freedom, you have the income freedom to go where you want to go, do what you want to do. And so I encourage you, go to the website, johnsonwim.com, read the white papers, watch the YouTube videos on our channel, come to a public webinar, come to a public workshop, take and go back and re-listen to all of the various different radio shows. These things are here as a resource to you to help you become better prepared for retirement. And even if you're in retirement, guess what? It's not too late. You can tweak and adjust and change the things that you're doing to be able to help improve that byproduct of income that you've worked so hard to have in your retirement. So in for a penny, in for a pound. The cost of doing business, how do these two things correlate? Well, the reality is that, as we stated in the previous radio show from last week, we have to be absolutely sensitive to how much we're paying to invest our money. And not just from the standpoint of my being treated fairly. We want to, of course, be treated fairly, and we want to get a value for what we're paying, whether we're paying commissions, whether we're paying administrative fees, whether we're paying a management fee, whether we're paying rider fees. But we want to make certain that those fees are not only reasonable, but we want to make certain that we understand the implication of the fee. So in the previous radio show, we talked about how the fees that we pay, whether they're small or they're big, they are certainly a draw on the performance of whatever we're investing in. So I gave the example, you know, if let's say that you're making an average of 7%. You look back and you just kind of ascertain the average return. You say, okay, I've been averaging about 7%, 8%, whatever it may be. But then you start to investigate the amount of fees. Maybe they're administrative fees, maybe they're subaccount fees, maybe they're expense ratio fees that were within the mutual funds that you're investing in within your 401k. And let's say that that's a percent and a half. Well, we now know that because you're paying a percent and a half, that's a percent and a half that could have been an actual additional gain. You could have been making 8.5% on average instead of just 7%. Now, granted, don't get me wrong. Every person, every financial advisor, every institution has to eat. But I mean, at the end of the day, how well do we have to feed them? That's a big question, right? So we have to know that not all mutual funds are created equal. We have to know that all financial institutions and all 401ks and 403bs, they're not all created equal. And you may have a unique set of circumstances where maybe you're getting some tax preparation work, maybe you're getting some estate planning guidance. And so the fee that you're paying, maybe you feel it's completely fair because it may be bigger than the average investor is paying, but you feel you get more value for your money. Now, personally, I can only share with you what my business model is, and that's a fee-based advisor. I charge a flat management fee regardless of your size, and I try to over-deliver in values for that fee. I work very, very hard in the management of the money that clients entrust me with, because at the end of the day, I really have two priorities for every single client. Number one, keep their principal as safe as possible. And number two, maximize the output of income. That's my job. When someone hires me, they're hiring us for those two outcomes. Now, if you've been listening to this radio show for some time and you've got a burning question, I encourage you, go to our website, johnsonwim.com, as in wealthincomemanagement.com, where you will be able to email us whatever questions that you have. I try to, from time to time, pick out a question and throw it into a radio show if I think that it fits with the discussion and the topic of the day. But certainly, if you send us a question and it's something that I know that I can explicitly answer for you and I can help give you a little bit of guidance, I'm willing to do that. So go ahead, go to our website, johnsonwim.com, and you'll be able to see previous radio shows. You'll be able to see TV interviews as well as our weekly YouTube videos that I record each week. And you'll be able to reach out to us personally. Believe it or not, we are human beings and we do look at our email. It is something that is a part of our daily life. Let's move on. We know that if we have a 401k, 403b, we're over the age of 59 and a half. We discussed in the previous episode, you can roll those dollars into an IRA. You could potentially cut down on the expense. You could maybe even do some of your own investing. For many retirees in America, though, or even pre-retirees, many people don't want to do their own investing. They say, you know what? I would probably make a massive mistake and I don't want to make that mistake. I don't want to jeopardize my own retirement by doing something foolish. And for some, they have zero problem managing their own money, investing their own money. In fact, they get a bit of a high in doing it because they're personally responsible and they know that they're paying absolute minimal fees as a result of doing that work all themselves. But if you want a guide, you want a financial Sherpa, you want someone to help find those problematic areas in your future and help you address them today so that you don't make those mistakes, hiring an advisor is perfectly suitable, whether it's to help you with that 401k money or to help you with IRA or Roth or Roth conversions or even post-tax money. So realizing that fees can cut down on our performance is great. We can be now aware of that. But let me discuss another facet of this. I would say that one of the most popular investments within the financial services world for up-and-coming retirees is annuities. Now, for some of you, you hear the word annuity and you absolutely cringe. You've heard so many horror stories about annuities. And you know what? I'll be the first to admit that annuities are, they can be a problematic area for many retirees. I think annuities, by and large, are one of the most misunderstood and misrepresented financial instruments that a person can have. But how do fees fit into annuities? Well, the reality is that insurance companies aren't dumb. Insurance companies are the ones that create these annuities that we purchase, that we deposit money into. And they're here to make money two ways. Number one, they're very much like a bank in that they're going to make money on your money while your money is with them. Now, the second way is through that of fees. And this is where we have to be careful because some annuities have zero fees. They're just simply making money on your money. Let's say that you have something like a fixed interest annuity. Let's say that you just deposited $50,000 into this fixed interest annuity. And you know for fact that you're guaranteed 5.5%. You know that that's guaranteed for 5 years. You know that you have no risk. Well, guess what? If that insurance company is paying you 5.5%, I assure you that they're making more than 5.5% on that money. So that's how they make their money. However, not all annuities are that cut and dried. Not all annuities are that vanilla. There are things like fixed indexed annuities. There are fixed indexed annuities that have income riders attached to them and enhanced death benefit riders and long-term care riders. There are things called variable annuities. Now, variable annuities are kind of one of the primary things that I think get the annuity industry into some problem areas. Because variable annuities, although they've come a long ways, they can be very cost prohibitive. With a variable annuity, if you're not familiar, it's essentially mutual funds that are wrapped up in an insurance wrapper. Think of it this way. If you invest in mutual funds and they go up, great. But if they go down, the insurance company guarantees you that if you die, they're going to pay your family the highest value that those mutual funds reached. Now, that sounds really attractive to a lot of people. However, once we realize that that's a benefit that could be a benefit to our family, but it really may not have much practical application when we have IRA money that we have worked hard to save for income and we're going to need to take a withdrawal or that we're going to have to take an RMD from when we turn 73, now all of a sudden you're starting to see some problems. Sit tight. When we come back, we're going to more explore these annuities and why we have to be so conscious of feasts. We'll be right back.
You're locked on to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. As an added bonus, just for listening, we've created a companion piece to today's program, the Retirement Risk Report. We know you'll find this companion piece a valuable tool. For your complimentary copy of the Retirement Risk Report, just reach out to our show.
Call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. Or visit JohnsonWIM.com. That's JohnsonWIM.com.
Time now for more of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.
And welcome back to the second half of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management, a retirement income source located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. If you're just joining us, welcome to today's program. Today, we're discussing kind of piggybacking off from last week's episode, where we talked about in for a penny, in for a pound, the old idiom that says if you're going to start a project, you might as well see it through to fruition. And we know that right now, President Trump is trying to unearth every possible dollar of savings for the U.S. government so that he can then implement and fund tax cuts for us. Sounds like a worthwhile journey. And I asked many of you to tell me, what do you think? Well, you certainly did. One of the comments was that we needed to kind of continue on with this idea of financial investigation, figuring out what we as investors, we as retirement savers are paying, and what's the implication of the cost, the fees that we're paying. So in the first half, we talked about, you know, the typical employer plan, 401ks, 403bs, and then we kind of morphed into annuities. Now, annuities, granted, can come in many different flavors. We talked about the fixed interest annuity, very boring, very simple, can't lose anything, you have a guaranteed rate of return, and you know that there's zero cost. But then we have index annuities, and index annuities can be free, but index annuities can also come with costs. They can come up with expenses because of things called riders. And then we went into the realm of variable annuities. And variable annuities, as a reminder, this is a product, a financial product that comes from insurance companies. And oftentimes the primary instrument that you're investing in is mutual funds. And these are called variable annuities for a reason. They are going to vary in the amount of return that you get from year to year. Not only can they gain in value if the market is going higher, but guess what? They can also lose. And this is where we really want to put two and two together. When you think about insurance companies, remember, they're not dumb. They want to make money on your money. And not only will they make money on your money, but they're also going to make money through fees. And when you have variable annuities, this can be a very complex issue because, number one, you're likely to be paying a fee that is referred to as a subaccount fee. And that subaccount fee is the fees that you're essentially paying for the mutual funds that you're investing in. And you say, well, that doesn't sound too terrible. Oh, but wait a minute, because that may be one of only a few additional fees that you have to pay. You remember a moment ago, we talked about how variable annuities can be pitched to investors, to retirees, as kind of the perfect tool. Because if the market goes up, well, guess what? You're going to get that gain. The market goes down, they'll look you right in the eye and they'll tell you, but you're also guaranteed. Now, you're getting told the truth, but maybe not so the full truth. So what is this guarantee that they talk about? Well, this is what we refer to, or what is often referred to, as the high watermark. And so let's say that you put $100,000 into this variable annuity. Let's say that for a couple of years, the market was doing really, really well. You made it up to, say, $120,000. And then all of a sudden, that third year, boy, that was a bummer. It was a bit of a dumpster fire. Market goes down. Guess what? Now you look at your account value, and your account value is sitting at $108,000. Okay. Now, granted, it's more than what you put into it. The market's been pretty rough. You gave up a lot of what you gained. And yet, when you look on the statement, you're going to see death benefit. And the death benefit is going to read what? It's going to read $120,000. Now, that's not what it's worth to you. That's what it's worth to your family, to your beneficiary, if you die. And that's a very important component. And realize that you're paying the insurance company not only for the mutual funds that you're investing in, but you're also paying them for that guarantee. It's often called an M&E charge, a mortality and expense fee. Now, why is this important? Because it's another fee that you're paying. So let's say a subaccount fee is maybe 1%. Let's say the M&E charge is maybe another 1.25%. Okay. So now you're up to 2.25%. Now, many of those variable annuities are going to have administrative fees. Okay. Could be a percentage. It could be a flat dollar amount. Okay. But then what if on this variable annuity, there's riders? There's maybe an enhanced death benefit rider. Maybe there is an income rider that is attached. Pretty common, pretty typical for a variable annuity. Because oftentimes financial advisors that are selling variable annuities, they may be more growth-based advisors. That may be their business model. And they know that growth means more risky, generally speaking. So what are they going to do? Well, to make them feel better, because they're not a fortune teller, they don't know what the market is going to do in the future. In order to assure you, in order to guarantee you that it's going to be okay, they will then add that income rider to let you know that in the event, even if the market is down, you're going to be able to draw income off from this annuity, and that income should be guaranteed for the rest of your life. Why do I take you through all of these various different designs of the variable annuity? Because very few annuitants consider the cost of doing business. If you have a question pertaining to your retirement, I encourage you go to our two websites. The first is capitalizedlife.com. You can click on the little button that says Ask MJ, and that's going to get your question right to me. You can also go to our primary website, which is Johnson, W-I-M, as in wealthincomemanagement.com. And you can also post your questions there. If I have a variable annuity, and let's say that that thing is loaded up, and I'm paying a percent for my subaccount fee for my mutual funds, I'm paying another 1.25% for my mortality and expense fee, maybe I'm paying, you know, another, say, 1.5% for an income rider fee. Well, guess what? That's nearly 4%. And what's the ramification there? The ramification doesn't always come when you're in the accumulation stage. The ramification of the fees come when you're in the distribution stage. Because you see, it's not only you that's taking money from the account. It's you plus the insurance company. And this is so very vital. If you're taking out, say, 5% in withdrawals for income, for your retirement, to be able to have the retirement, the lifestyle that you want, and you got, say, 4% in fees, you're not taking out 5%. You're taking out 9%. Now, let me ask you this serious question. What is the number one fear that retirees have today in America? Is it the fear of dying? And if the answer was no, what is it? It's the fear of outliving your money. So let me ask you, with any degree of certainty, can you promise me that the mutual funds within that variable annuity are going to be able to return 9% a year consistently to be able to offset your 5% withdrawal, your 4% in fees? You see my point. The cost of doing business is not just merely a monetary cost. The cost of doing business could be a very severe one to you as the retiree. Very often we forget about how it's not only what we're taking or what the government is forcing us to take for a withdrawal when we turn 73, that dreaded required minimum distribution and the taxes that come with it. But we forget about the cost that we are spending every day, every single week, every month, every year with the institutions that we have our money with. This is the reason why I recommend if you have an annuity, I don't care if it's fixed, I don't care if it's indexed, I don't care if it's variable annuity. If you have an annuity, this is something that I encourage you to do reconnaissance on. And even if that annuity has been a good decision in the past, and it very well might have been a good decision, I want you to consider whether or not it's the best decision now going forward. Because you see, nothing stays the same. Everything changes. And in so many ways, I've seen individuals who were being absolutely blasted with fees. And you know what? The variable annuity was able to deal with those fees simply because they were never taking any withdrawal. There was never any stress being put or burden of responsibility on those dollars. But once they get to retirement, all of a sudden they realize, okay, this was good for the accumulation, but it's not going to be so great for the distribution. And all of a sudden now you have an opportunity to tweak just one thing, just adjust one thing, and it can save you profound amounts of money. It can make your principal last so much longer. It can free you not only from the expense, but it can give you the peace of mind and the freedom to know that now you could actually make income the right way instead of drawing principal back out, having the insurance company give you your money back, calling it income, which in reality, that's what annuities do. Well, you actually now have a bucket of principal that's producing a real 5 or real 6% in interest and dividends. Ladies and gentlemen, that's real true financial freedom, where your principal remains intact, but your principal is producing the income that you want. So whether you're in a brokerage account, whether you're in an employer account, whether you're in the multiple, many, many different varieties of different institutional financial products, these are all things that before you come to retirement, or even if you're in retirement, it pays, pardon the pun, to do the investigative work, to do very much like what President Trump is doing, trying to find every way, every cent to try to save so that you can have more revenue. You can have a better retirement, a better life, more income to go where you want to go, when you want to go, and to stay as long as you want. That's the goal that every single one of us has as an up-and-coming retiree, as a retiree. And it's generally never too late. Today, even if you feel like you're absolutely caught by the toes, there's no way you can go anywhere. There's so many ways that people can begin to unravel and undo some of the potential mistakes that they've made or that the advisor has made. And so there is hope. You just have to work with an advisor who's willing to put in the work to help you do that investigation, that analysis, so that not only can you reduce those costs, but you can also reduce the amount of exposure to risk of loss, right? We know fees are one thing, but we also know stock market losses are something completely different. And if that sounds good to you, then I encourage you, make the initiative to go forth and start sitting down with advisors, interviewing them, making certain you find the advisor that you know can help you produce the maximum amount of income that you want in retirement. I'm Matthew Johnson. Thank you so much for watching and listening. And remember, it's up to you to make today a great day.
That's all the time we have for today. To schedule 15 minutes with Matthew off the air, call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. And for more information, visit us online at johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com. We will be back again next week at this same time for another Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.